Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
I was born a free man, lived with my family in New York.
Be good for your mother.
Until the day I was deceived.
To Solomon.
Kidnapped. Sold into slavery.
Well, boy, how you feel now?
My name is Solomon Northup. I'm a free man.
And you have no right whatsoever to detain me.
You're no free man. You're nothing but a Georgia runaway.
Went down to the river Jordan.
And that servant
that don't obey his Lord
shall be beaten with many stripes.
That's scripture. The condition of your laborers, it's all wrong.
And my property.
You say that with pride.
I say it as fact.
Speak!
Man does how he pleases with his property.
You come here.
I say come here!
Days ago, I was with my family in my home. Now you tell me all is lost.
If you want to survive, do and say as little as possible.
My soul is rising.
Well, I don't want to survive. I want to live.
Here's the trailer from the movie 12 Years a Slave. It has garnered many awards, although I take it from the subject matter, as violent and necessarily violent as it is, it's a movie that's going to be difficult to watch. Joining us to review the movie 12 Years a Slave here on Issues Etc., Pastor Ted Giese. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts, associate pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, and a regular contributor to the Canadian Lutheran magazine. Ted, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
You said this is one of those kind of movies that before you go see it, you should probably ask yourself, why do I go watch movies, period? Why that?
Yeah, because of the content of the film. I recall it's got to be almost, well, probably about 20 years ago now when Schindler's List came out, and my grandfather wanted to see it. My grandmother did not want to go see it. They went to movies for different reasons. I went with my grandfather to see Schindler's List. We sat together in the theater and watched it. But this is one of those historical dramas that deals with a painful and difficult topic that not everyone's going to want to see, especially if you enjoy going to see movies purely out of an entertainment kind of a viewing experience. But if you do want to go see something where you're confronted with some ideas and you want to think about some stuff, then this is more in that kind of category.
What's the story of 12 Years a Slave? Is it a true story? Is it genuinely autobiographical?
Yeah, it's the story of a man named Solomon Northup who was kidnapped. He was a free man from the North, and he was kidnapped into slavery during the antebellum period in the United States South there. And after he, after the 12 years when he got out of slavery, he was able to write, with the assistance of another man, this book, which, so it's an autobiography of his time and from his personal experience.
It is, I take it, a very graphically violent movie.
It does have some very graphically violent moments in it. I think that there are more violent movies than this movie, but the subject matter itself charges the violence up with more emotion. So there's a lot of feelings connected to it. Some people have made the connection between this and The Passion of the Christ, which is another film that has a lot of violence in it. When somebody goes and sees The Passion of the Christ and they're a Christian, they have different emotional connection to it. And I think that even today, like in North America, lots of people are going to see this movie and have deep emotional experience watching this. Particularly the director of the film himself, in an interview, was talking about how his own family in the past, there are people in that family that were slaves themselves. So if you know that, and like even the actor who's the central actor he has in his family's past people who were slaves, I understand. So when you if you yourself are somebody from a family that did have that, and you go to see this movie, you're going to have even more emotional connection to what you're seeing.
Is it, I mean, some people find this subject matter, along with, you mentioned earlier, Schindler's List. Is it an opportunity to, here's what I want to avoid. We go to these movies, and often the sense of it is, well, this is kind of my dose of collective guilt, communal guilt for the week. Or for however long I'm going to watch it, I'm going to kind of acknowledge somehow my ancestors' communal guilt in this terrible evil of slavery that our country tolerated for hundreds of years, or that was tolerated here in this nation on this continent for hundreds of years. Is there a better Christian perspective than just I'm going to go get my dose of communal guilt?
I think so. I know that. I understand people will have a cathartic experience. You know, that sense of guilt and all of that can be attached to seeing a movie like this. But if it ends there, then that's not particularly helpful overall. Because I think the other, you know, ditch that we fall into is that we go and say, well, that's a historical drama and that's for then, and we've tackled all of these things here, and that's not really a problem anymore. Well, it may not be a problem right now in your neighborhood that you know of, but it is a problem in all sorts of places in the world, and it's just as terrible now as it was then to be kidnapped and forced into some kind of slavery, and that does exist. So if someone wants to feel guilty about things now, that's in the past, that's fine, but maybe continuing to think about this outside of the film would be a good thing, too, for Christians.
Two quick final questions, 30 seconds apiece. Is Christianity fairly depicted in 12 Years a Slave?
That's a really interesting question. It's depicted in a complex way. You definitely have people who are holding on to their Christian faith in the midst of trouble. And there's some really good scenes that show that. It's also depicted in the film as the source of the problem itself. People are turning to Scripture to justify what they're doing. And that makes things very complicated. As Lutherans, we look around the world and we see all sorts of people turning to Scripture to justify bad choices and truly sinful and terrible acts. So it paints the Christian faith probably in the more complex and realistic way that it actually is.
Well, then finally, with 30 seconds, is Solomon Northrop, is he a Christ figure? You seem to say, don't make him one. Why?
No, I don't think so. I think that there's some very basic things. If you sit down in the theater and you're watching this movie and you think about the Ten Commandments and you look at what his experience was in this, because of a number of different factors, he's forced and chooses to do these things. He lies, he steals, he cheats. And so in that way, he's not a Christ figure. He is beaten, he is put upon, and people might want to make that connection, but it really, he isn't a Christ figure. He needs to be redeemed. And in the end, this is a movie about a man who gets redeemed out of his slavery. All Christians can identify with that. If you are looking at this and you see the suffering he goes through, maybe it makes you think of the cross, and that's good. But think of Jesus on that cross.
Pastor Ted Giese has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's associate pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, a regular contributor to the Canadian Lutheran magazine. You can read Pastor Giese's review of 12 Years a Slave at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Ted, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you.
When we come back in Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., we're going to spend some time with Dr. Curtis Giese. Silas is remembered on the 10th of February, a fellow worker of two apostles, really kind of the two primary apostles, Peter and Paul. Silas actually worked with both of them. We'll find out his place not only in the ministries of these men, but maybe even also in the penning of epistles with these men, Peter and Paul. Dr. Curtis Giese, professor of theology at Concordia University, Texas, will be our guest. We'll get an update on Thrivent Financial for Lutherans' refusal to restore funding to pro-life organizations, bring you the latest of that story with Pastor Michael Schuerman, and then we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour two of Issues Etc. in 5 minutes. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muscoda, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muscoda, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.